We back at it again, y'all. Back at it. Franco. Hey. Jay Dutch. Hey. Khalees. Hey. Listen. One time for the Sweet 16. The number of years Randy been doing his thing. Hey. Right on time, just like a fresh G-Shock. Bringing light to the party right at the press box. Hey, everybody. It's a new season. Players putting smiles on faces and all for good reason. Hey. Let's get some wings. Let's drink a couple beers. Yeah. And chat it up with the players that we all cheer. It's the Player Show that features different guests. Yes. Thanks to my man, we only meet the best. 7 o'clock, that means it's time to start the show. And I'm so glad y'all get to rock to my flows. Hey, get them, baby.
And now, for the 16th year, let's take it to the press box with Randy Harris and his special guest.
What is going on, everybody? Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. Let's welcome to the show Chris Presley. Chris, how are you?
Doing well, man. Thank you for having me.
Appreciate you coming out on short notice. Certainly. I did something that I normally don't do. Normally, I don't talk to the player before. We just kind of sit down and we basically will do live on the air what we just did. But since you're from outside of Philadelphia, I figured we had that brotherly thing.
Absolutely.
That's what Philadelphia is. Now, you're from New Jersey.
Yeah.
So is it Philadelphia, and does New Jersey consider themselves part of Philly, or is it like Tampa, St. Pete?
Now, you know what it's like? South Jersey, we're our own isolated bubble. But most folks, if you say, I'm from New Jersey, they affiliate themselves with New York. That's the North Jersey folks. Us, we're South Jersey strictly, and we'll go to Philly to get a cheesesteak or some Philly scrapple or, you know, like we talked about. But see, I'm a true South Jerseyan.
Love this guy. He's talking scrapple already. Because I was telling you that I go to Philadelphia just for scrapple.
Absolutely.
And I'll go to different delis, and we need to open up.
Do these
up.
Folks know what scrapple is?
I don't know. Does anybody here
anybody
know what scrapple is?
Oh, they're not liking it, though, I don't think.
Well, I know you know. Scrapple's awesome. But it has to be made properly.
It has to be made properly, man. It can't be mushy and, yeah.
And I haven't figured out properly yet because I stick it on my grill and I mess it up and I still eat it. All right, so we're going to talk about your time here in Tampa, but we're also going to talk about you were in Cincinnati and Cleveland. And I didn't know that was possible because talking about things that don't like each other.
Oh, yeah.
Cincinnati and Cleveland, well, Cleveland and Pittsburgh, too. What was that hatred? And did you feel it in both cities when you were there?
You really felt it, especially playing Cleveland. That was kind of like our in-state rival, obviously. But, no, man, it was just one of those things. You go out in that game, we kicked their butt most of the time. But Cleveland, they just had, you know, I don't know what, they can't get it together. But, you know, you can feel it. It was Cincinnati. We go up there. We play them. Now, I got there when we were starting to come on. Andy Dalton, we started to, you know, have some good playoff years. But before that, I guess, in between Carson Palmer and whatnot, it wasn't the best Cincinnati. So fans were just really – that was the game they came out for, to really come alive and like, okay, this is our chance to whoop up on somebody. But then we started to be a little more competitive, where it was almost a guarantee, where it was like, all right, we're looking for Baltimore, Steelers. Steelers became a big one, you know.
So. Right. And, again, to pull it back to Tampa, pull it back Buccaneer-wise, Sam Weiss, former Buccaneer coach,
absolutely.
Made that very famous statement where he grabs the mic and yells – you're in Cincinnati. You don't live in Cleveland.
Absolutely.
Were you aware of that? Because I'm sure that was before your time. And is that still talked about?
You know, it's not talked about too much. But, you know, it's definitely something that most of the diehard fans are aware of, the city's aware of. And, you know, new players come in. Cincinnati's one of those places is a fly-by-night. Guys kind of come and go. They kind of stop there, pitch a tent, play 2-3 years, and then they're on to somewhere else. But, you know, so some folks aren't familiar. But me, for sure, I'm a football fan. Advocate of wherever I'm playing. I try to learn history of it. And so, yeah, that was very aware for me. And, you know,
who were you a fan of growing up in New Jersey?
Eagles fan. I was a big Eagles fan.
And your high school, I believe, is like 120 years old.
Yeah, one of the oldest. It's a county seat of Gloucester County, and it's an old school. It has a lot of history, a lot of tradition. A lot of great athletes come from that school. So, you know, it's South Jersey, but far from here, far from St. Pete. But, you know, this is the Florida is the place where you come for real good football players. But South Jersey has some really good football players, too, you know.
Should I assume then that your favorite player isn't or was an Eagle?
My favorite player was Mike Allstott, actually, because
really?
I played fullback. So.
Okay.
Right. Yeah.
Tie it back in.
I couldn't compare to him on the field, but just watching. I mean, I'm a young fullback, running back, tweener guy, and just watching him, man, it was just amazing. I was a young kid in Jersey watching Tampa Bay play, you know what I mean, just for Allstott. So I'm a big Allstott fan, man.
Have you met him? Have you done some charity stuff with him?
It was amazing, man. It was one of those things where, you know, as a grown up, for me, NFL was a fluke dream. I just happened to be strong and fairly, you know, could do what I could do. But just being in that environment with me, I was like a fan most of the time. I was in there with guys like kind of wide-eyed. I was, you know, a special teams fullback guy. So it was one of those things where every time I went and saw somebody, I paid homage to whoever I loved coming up. I was a guy getting jersey signed, helmet signed. They were like, dude, you're playing. But I'm like, nah, man, I'm a fan first.
See, I'd love that because, like I was telling you, this is our 16th year here at the Press Box. We've been doing this show for about 28, maybe 30 years. And I would normally talk to the guys, some of the names I mentioned to you, Savvy Piscatelli,
Savvy,
et cetera. And the guys are always like, no, I don't want to. And I tell them all the time, and people here will vouch for this, I say, trust me, 5 years, 8 years, 10 years down the road, you're going to say, hey, I played with.
Absolutely.
I played against, and I never did take a picture or whatever.
And that's the thing. My kid now, I have a 13-year-old, but he saw me kind of play. He was 5, 6, 7, 8, kind of while I was playing. But just be able, he was in some of those pit shots with guys. Because you just got to have the humility to say, it's a lot of ego in this league. So guys are sometimes, you know, they're too good to go let somebody know, hey, you're awesome. You know, I love what you do week in and week out. And I just was always that guy, man. Like, as long as it was respectful, I never, you know, stepped over any shoes or tried to make it uncomfortable. I just always was like, hey, do you mind, you know, my son, or do you mind with the family? And, you know, and it was awesome, man. So we have all those picks to kind of look back on, and the great memories are made. And, you know, and then these fans were always great. So it was something where I just felt like, you know, it was a great community when I came down here to Tampa from Cincinnati. It was a great situation.
I want everybody to know how humble Chris is, because when he says, I was kind of strong, as I'm looking at your Wikipedia page, squatting 605, I had to call some of my weightlifting friends and ask them what a back squat was, and not that it was over 750 pounds, but that it was a back squat. So I'm going to say kind of strong isn't proper.
I love lifting weights, man. It's one of those things. Like, my thing now, I'm looking to open up some gyms, and that's my thing. I just love loud music, lifting weights, going at it, just improving yourself, competing against yourself week in, week out. But college, Wisconsin, that's where I went to school. I'm a Badger. I don't know if there's any Badger fans in here, but
I think this is the first time, I think, that we've had back-to-back any school. Last week, Jerry Wunsch was here.
Oh, really?
Former Badger.
Okay.
And so it's the first time we've had a back-to-back like that. But go ahead, sorry.
But that school, also I might allude to it, too, because he was a Purdue guy. Big Ten, man, when they get you in there, you're lifting heavy, you're doing Olympic lifts, you get really strong from the time you're a young pup as a freshman to the time you're a senior. It's just, you know, it's all about getting a well-rounded player, but it starts in the weight room, and then you kind of bring that to the field. But so I was always just lifting strong, and squat was always my thing. So, you know, squatting that 605, I have it online. I did it for 10 reps, pretty easy. I just throw that kind of weight up because I just love
just
doing it.
Just pretty easy. It was
just
all right.
A little, you know, but it's fun stuff. And I see a lot, like, sometimes people will come to the gym and they want to work out with me. That's my thing, man. I'm like, come on, let's get it in, you know.
Really?
And there's guys you just push and have fun. Cause I'm just like one of the guys, man. I'm just having fun when I'm in there. So,
where do you train locally? Because I have some people that listen to the day show.
Oh,
that are big workout guys.
You know, I'm up in Wesley Chapel, so I go to Wellness Center, but I'm an LA Fitness guy. I'll stop at a bunch of different LA Fitnesses all around. And but yeah, that's pretty much the only two I kind of.
My bodyguard's a big workout guy. Big. So, yeah.
So, you know.
Have to get you two guys working out.
Let's work out together, man. What's up?
So, the Wisconsin. So, you're going to school. Everything's going well.
Yeah.
Why Wisconsin? How Wisconsin?
I came from South Jersey, so. A lot of folks here might not know, South Jersey has a tradition of, well, Wisconsin has a tradition of, when I was going, of grabbing running backs from New Jersey. We had Anthony Davis, Ron Dane was a big Heisman winner. So they were getting these big running backs from New Jersey, and I happened to be, you know, I was 256, you know, 6 foot in high school, just running over guys. And Wisconsin saw that, and they gave me an opportunity. You know, I was getting recruited by a lot of Rutgers, local, actually Penn State I skipped over to go to Wisconsin, just because of the tradition of New Jersey running backs. And I went there as a running back, and then I ended up, you know, getting bigger. I broke my leg.
That's what happens when you work out like you do.
And then fullback is what I kind of, you know, turned into. So it was awesome. I didn't think twice when I went there. I love the history, the tradition. And, you know, Ron Dane is actually one of my first cousins. So
really?
Actually, yeah. So just kind of talking to him. And when I was on the visit, he came up with. And it was just one of those things. His family, I always went and saw him at Overbrook High School in New Jersey, watched him play. So it was one of those things. I thought I'd be the next Ron Dane. I definitely wasn't. But it was still fun, you know, nonetheless. So
tell you a quick He is man story. So I told you before the show started, I travel with the UFC. I do a lot with those guys. So I'm with a guy by the name of Sam Hoger, who was in the very first Ultimate Fighter, blah, 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 blah. I'm in his hotel room. And his girlfriend says that she goes, my grandfather won this statue. I don't know what it is, but we get to eat for free in this Louisiana seafood place. He used to use it as a doorstop. and now it's in this restaurant. And I'm like, okay, well, what? I don't. What are you talking about? And she goes, yeah, it's called the He Is Man Award.
Oh man, she really.
And it didn't hit me. And I went to the computer and I put in He Is Man, and I'm like, I am an idiot. It was Billy Connor or Billy Cannon,
That's amazing.
LSU 1959 Heisman Trophy winner. So
she had no idea. Huh?
She didn't even care. It's like it's just my granddad who played in the NFL and won the Heisman and et cetera, et cetera. How much were you able to take from Ron, you know, coming up through high school, through college, through the pros?
You know, I took a lot. I initially started with Ron. He'd help me with the shot put and discus and stuff because he was a state champ with shot, disc, all that stuff. So it just started with that. Him saying me, you know, get into this while you're young, strong. Because it's more of a fundamental thing as you start going. So he kind of started getting me right there. And then football, he was killing it. And I just decided, hey, you know, let me go ahead and try this thing, football. I was always too big to play. So I went out and tried, and I just was, you know, trying to emulate what he did. And he just helped me focus on, hey, it's not about just running everyone over. Sometimes make a move, and sometimes just learn how to find the hole. So he taught me a lot about becoming a better overall football player instead of just being like a big man child out there just running over everybody. So it was good.
You mentioned you were an Eagle fan. What about the rest of them? Flyers, Sixers,
yes,
Phillies?
Yes, definitely. More Phillies and Eagles. Flyers, I don't watch a whole lot of hockey. Until I got to Wisconsin, I watched a lot of those guys. But no, definitely a Philadelphia Eagles and definitely a Phillies fan.
Phillies. All right. Yeah. So I didn't know that. I didn't know how the show was going to come out. I have a couple gifts for you, so I'm going to owe you a couple Philadelphia Philly game jerseys.
Okay.
some spring training game jerseys. I have them in storage, so
awesome.
I'll get them to you.
Thank you very much, man. When the two of you guys work out,
I'll bring it out to you.
Yeah, we'll wear them to the gym, actually.
There you go.
Well, he's probably not a Phillies fan. I don't know.
He's a Cardinal.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go hit our first break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. This is The Players Show.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's a Sesame Street Live party, and you're invited. The funniest, furriest celebration ever. Let's party with Sesame Street Live. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Playing at Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, October 20th through 22nd. For tickets and show information, visit SesameStreetLive.com.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field. Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Direct from Broadway comes the one musical with the best songs, the best moves, and the best time you can have in the theater. On Your Feet, the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical. Surrender to the beat, because the rhythm's gonna get you.
The Strass Center, October 24th to the 29th. Tickets at strasscenter.org.
Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on pumpkin season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com.
The PressBox Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the PressBox also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Hi, this is Boomer Esiason, and you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris, so stay right there.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the PressBox Sports Emporium here. Real quick, we are going to be giving away this game jersey, and we're not sure, but there is some grass on it. There is a grass stain on it, so it's possible, but since I don't know for sure, we're just going to call it a game jersey. Okay. We're also going to give away a pair of tickets for tomorrow night's Tampa Bay food fight, and I am trying to get confirmation on what other WWE wrestlers are going to be there. You a wrestling fan at all?
Not so much, but yeah. I'm sorry. No? Just a little bit. I used to be growing up, you know, Lex Luger, Hulk Hogan, but it's not so much anymore.
Because I could see you in that.
It would be fun. It would be fun.
You know, you can work out all day with all those guys and then go, you know, into a match.
Give it a try.
All right, a couple questions here real quick. Bucks Attic just said, we kind of touched on this, but how receptive were the fans knowing that you came from Cleveland, Cincinnati?
You know, when I came here, I was the fans were really receptive because I was on a show called Hard Knocks, which you guys obviously are familiar with because this year. But when they did Cincinnati 2009 Hard Knocks, I was one of the featured players. So when I came down, kind of wherever I went, that show has such a following that people from wherever are watching. So I was probably more accepted than a guy that didn't have that behind him and was kind of like a no-namer. Because I was, you know, I'm a fullback special teams guy, so people don't know you. But because of that show, everywhere I went from – you know, the International Plaza to wherever, people would recognize the face or the name and, hey, good luck and all that. And then as it kind of went on and they kind of, you know, saw me get in there getting some plays, like, hey, Presley, good job coming to training camp. Had a lot of fans just, you know, wishing you the best. They wish the underdog story is always a great story. So they were just wishing me, you know, and it was receptive. I said, I had no idea what come. This is my first time to take. Actually, you know, we played a few bowl games being in Wisconsin. But besides that, I didn't have an experience or any familiarity with the Tampa Bay area. So coming down here, I didn't know what to expect, but the fans were great, man. You know, I think they probably wish I'd done a little more while I was on the field, but all in all, it was just, you know, very receptive. It was great stuff when we go out, and they, you know, from the local restaurant owners to club owners, they treat guys good. They do a good job of taking care of the guys.
And I'm assuming the bowl games you're talking about was the Outback Bowl?
Outback Bowl, yeah. We played there twice. So Wisconsin came and played the Outback Bowl twice, and that's when we'd come down and go to Ybor City as young college kids and see what Tampa was about, go out to Clearwater and check out the beach and all that. So it was cool.
More importantly, and even more important than did the Badgers win those two games, what were the gifts you guys got?
Oh, man. So back then, the first one, this is when iPods were first coming out. It wasn't even iPhone. We got as a college kid, I mean, coming from nothing, I'm a dirt poor kid from South Jersey. So we got gifts. They come in your locker. They'd have the day before Christmas is usually when you travel for a bowl game. So you have a locker, and they're like, hey, guys, go get your gifts out the locker. And you just go, and it's this big bag with a bunch of stuff in there. And the one thing that we really loved was the iPods, because they were just coming out. Give you an iPod. They gave you, like, a gift card for, like, $300 to Best Buy to kind of get what you want. And then they give you, like, a bunch of, you know, sweatshirts, all this, like, just gear to throw on. And but the iPod was one of the – I still have the iPod at home.
Really?
It's one of the originals. I figure I'll just keep it forever. But it doesn't work. But but no, it was cool. That was one of the best gifts. And another Outback Bowl, I think that's when we played Tennessee my senior year. But yeah, that was, I don't remember what that gift was, but they were always great gifts, man. I mean, any gift is a great gift.
No, for sure. I just know that every bowl game gives different gifts.
Man, yeah, they do.
Did you guys talk about that? You know, not that you had a decision in what bowl you were really going to, but this bowl gives this and that bowl gives that, and we'd rather go.
Yeah, we talk about it. Like, we'd want to go to, obviously, Big Ten. We always wanted to go to Rose Bowl. We fell short several times, but you'd always find out from other schools. Guys have friends at other schools, and they'd be like, what? You know, what did they get? And they'd be like, oh, well, they got that. And you're like, oh, man, you know. But we were always grateful. You know, we were just kind of jonesing when we talk about other teams. But we're definitely grateful for what we got. But some teams got, you know, a lot better, and some teams got far worse. Yeah. You know, so it was.
I remember somebody told me their gift was a Lazy Boy recliner. How do you get that home?
I don't know about that. What bowl game was that?
I don't remember. And who pays?
I'd like a Lazy Boy recliner now.
I know, for sure. All right, I love this question. Since you played at Wisconsin, what's your favorite kind of cheese?
Favorite kind of cheese?
And what exactly is a cheese curd?
A cheese curd is that was introduced when I first went to Wisconsin. It's basically a ball of cheddar cheese, and they deep fry it, and whatever they deep fry stuff in. And I know Florida knows about deep fryers, because when I go to the State Fair, it's everything's deep fried, from cookies to Reese's to
bubble.
So
gum,
pretty much picture that in a cheddar cheese ball, and it just melts. It's actually pretty good. I don't load up on them because it's obviously a bunch of fried food, but it's delicious, man.
How different is a cheese curd from a cheese stick? Because there's cheese sticks here at the press box. How different is it? Is it different?
I think the cheese. Do they use cheddar cheese here? Who knows?
Mozzarella.
Okay, yeah, that's going to be the difference. Mozzarella is going to pull apart a little better. Cheddar kind of melts a little bit. So, but hey, they're both good. I like them both.
Yeah, just a good question.
Cheesehead. I forgot. Is there any cheeseheads out here? Any Wisconsin?
Any
folks?
Wisconsin?
Man, we're far.
But they're Buccaneer fans.
So how about Buccaneer fans? Where
any Buccaneer fans here?
There we go. Where the Bucs say that?
With you talking about Hard Knocks, talk about that experience. What was it like? And could you go on your day and kind of look past, you know, the cameras? And after that, how and why were you one of those guys?
So I was fortunate to have the Hard Knocks done at Cincinnati two times. So the first time around, I didn't know anything. So I just thought, this is what training camp is like, cameras. I mean, I'm talking about from the meeting room, they have a camera here. You go to your lockers, cameras all over. Film crew, automatic cameras, the neck is just moving. And you're like, oh, they're following you. So it was kind of bizarre. And I just thought, this is training camp, you know, but being there and seeing that, it just became every day to me. You know, they're going to interview you beforehand. They're going to have mics on you for practice. They're going to have mics on you for games. They're going to, you know, you're just mic'd out. You go home for a weekend, they're going to have mics on you. So it was just one of those things. You became really aware of what you were saying, and you didn't want to like sound like a, you know, like a D-bag and talking to, you know.
Some people do.
Some people don't. And, you know, when you're young, you don't want anything on against you. It's already like, you're already trying to make the team. You're already trying to be that guy that, like, doesn't blow anything for anyone. But you got used to it. But second time around, because we already knew and because the situation was much different being a veteran at that point, it was, you know, now I was kind of more aware, and I could be more play, you know, have some fun with it. And, you know, but all in all, it was those guys, they do a good job. The coaches kind of introduce it to you, let you know what it is. And Coach Lewis always used to say, hey, just be a grown A man. So that was our thing, be a grown A man and handle it how you have to handle it, you know. So
did any of the players resent that you were one of the guys that Hard Knocks picked out, kind of like, you know, Riley, better known as Joe Dirt, you know, from this season? You know, I'm sure they did. They may not have told you, but could you sense it?
You know, I think so, because the second time around when I wasn't one of the star guys, I'm like, what's up, man? I didn't do a good job last time. What's going on here? But, it was just, I think maybe not resentment, but maybe like, that's a great platform. Other teams going to see you. It's a great story. You want that. I mean, if you had to do Hard Knocks, you want to be one of the guys that are on the underdog side that, hey, if you get cut, what happened here at Tampa Bay, the GM, they saw that. I think that kind of helped me get down here. Because when I went to the practice squad with Cincinnati, then you guys pulled me up. And that was a great opportunity for me. I don't know how it would have went if it wasn't for the Hard Knocks. So
another question from the audience concerning Hard Knocks. Do you think being on Hard Knocks is beneficial to a team, or is it a distraction? Was it a distraction to you guys?
You know, I don't know. What's the record for Hard Knocks shows? Do you know if they? Okay.
I just know some of the requirements to be on Hard Knocks, which isn't very good. You have to have lost. You can't be in the playoffs X amount of years. So it's one of the bottom fighting teams that are trying to get better.
You know, before, Hard Knocks was the only thing that gave you that insight to training camp, kind of gave you that feel, because I remember watching it in college. But now there's a few different things. I know NFL Network does some things. Some of the local I really like when the local affiliates get involved with, like, exposing, like, what's going on behind it. You know, I know it's not as mass as maybe the Hard Knocks or something like that. But I just think, like, more of that stuff should be, you know, I know it can be a distraction, but if guys can manage to deal with it, we owe it to the fans to kind of let them kind of see what we're going through, you know, and kind of making sure we're, you know, we're doing what we say, you know. So I really like that stuff. So I don't think it's a distraction. I think it's a necessary thing that will really help propel some teams. And if used the right way, it can really just be a platform of showing, you know, how coaches are coaching, how players are responding to the coaching, and then, you know, what's going on the day in and day out of some of these guys that they decide to star on those shows.
Do you watch a lot now, or do you kind of get away from it now that you're out?
You know, it took a few years. I think when you're done, if you don't leave on your own terms, because I had a quad tendon tear, and when I tore my quad, it was, like, devastating, you know? So I wasn't able to really just jump back in the game and be like that big fan, because I was always critical of that fullback. Like, man, come on, man, I need to be back in there. But teams aren't going to just take their chance on a guy that just tore, you know. So right. It took a little while for me to get comfortable watching. But, you know, the last few years, I've been able to, you know, watch and enjoy. And definitely I have a lot of players that still play, and I'm calling them up week in and week out. And I'm watching, you know, we just have that great camaraderie where we're just still keeping tabs on each other. And, you know, they ask what I'm doing. And I always tell them, hey, just be prepared. When you're done, you know, you just have to adjust and, you know, have fun while you're there. Stay healthy, injury-free. And a lot of things that you're just trying to, you know, I'm watching the game from a critical eye. So if you have questions or whatnot, you know, I can answer those for you, but it's a fun thing.
Is that something that a lot of players, it's that brotherhood thing, and, you know, where the next guy, you know, when they leave, whether it's on their terms or not, that, you know, you call them or they call you, and just because I have a lot of friends that are ex-players, that it's hard. You know, you've played football for 15, 20 years, and it's hard to, you know, transfer into everyday life.
It does. It becomes difficult because that's all you've done for, you know, year in, year out from college, high school. I mean, if you started Pee Wee, that's all you've been doing. But every year it gets more serious and there's a lot more on the line. You know, high school, you're looking for a scholarship. College, if you're good enough, you're looking to play at the next level. So it just becomes more serious. So the brotherhood becomes stronger every time, you know. So then when you get to the NFL, although you're not doing all the morning runs and morning workouts like you were in college, forming that strong, when you're here, training camp as a young rookie, all you have, my best friends are all the young rookies that came in and are going through the same stuff together. You know what I mean? So you form that. So then when you leave, you're just trying to reach out. Don't get me wrong. A lot of guys don't respond, or maybe they're on their own journey. So, but for the most part, guys remember that, you know, that common core that kept us together. And, you know, it's always like, it's great to get together with guys.
You mentioned, you know, the rookie class. What can you tell us? First, remember it's FCC, just in case.
Okay.
About that rookie and about the rookie. Let's see, what word is it? It's not hazing. It's what word should we use? That's not
rookie
indoctrination.
Yeah. So okay. Yeah, you use that one, indoctrination.
Okay.
You know, I'm the type of guy. Even though I'm like a bigger guy, and I'm not really going to challenge. If it's an older guy trying to tell you, I always just took it as a, this is what I got to do. You know what I mean? There were some guys who were very resistant, and they become more resistant. Some of these young guys, they say, look, it's all about, I'm a grown man. I ain't about to do all that. But I'm just like, look, man, either embrace it, as long as it's not something that's really challenging your manhood. But guys are smart. I mean, the older guys, they're not trying to have a situation like, I forget the Miami kid, but when they, you know, when it went too far.
Right.
So guys are smart, and it's really a lot of fun, you know. If you grew long hair and they're going to shave a stripe down the middle, hey, you're just going to have to suck it up.
Or the Tim Tebow, what they did to him.
Yeah, or whatever you're going to do.
The fryer tuck thing.
So I had fun with it because I always knew, like, hey, enjoy it now, because then in the next few years when you're a vet, then you could get them back. So it was always fun. And as long as you keep it respectful and, you know, guys are having fun with it, I think as long as you're having fun with anything you do, you can make it through. So.
And Jerry Wunsch told his story last week about him, and I wasn't going to say the name. He did with Warren Sapp. And it's like anything, you know, somebody's going to push until you push back, and then everything's good. You're no longer a rookie.
Yeah.
You know, you've now stepped up to the vet or whoever.
I had to suck it up. And at Wisconsin, all we did was drove around little mopeds on campus. So I decided to bring my moped with me to Cincinnati, and I thought it was, I'd go to 2-1 from Pratt. That was my ride. That's what I had to use. They sure enough took it, pushed it off of the we had like a pool thing that we use at your local apartments. It's damaged after that. So they did that. They told the guys, hey, you're going to have something special for you. Leave you a note. You're doing like a scavenger hunt to find your property. And I found my property at the bottom of the pool. So at that point, I get really frustrated or just laugh it off and say, hey, Hey, it's what it is, you know.
So. If you're frustrated, they do it again. If you laugh about it and keep it inside how frustrated you are, it won't possibly happen
so
again.
So I had a bicycle, and I ended up making it work.
All right, let's go hit another break. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with Chris Presley. We'll be right back.
Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work. Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com.
Think pizza's a junk food? Think again. At Tour de Pizza, we've combined a gourmet pizza with active lifestyle for over a decade. At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza. Online at tourdepizza.com. Dine in, take out, delivery. Serving the greater St. Petersburg area, where the mozzarella and the owner are shredded.
It's a Sesame Street Live party. And you're invited. The funniest, furriest celebration ever. Let's party with Sesame Street Live. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Playing at Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, October 20th through 22nd. For tickets and show information, visit SesameStreetLive.com.
It's a Culver's tradition. Fresh frozen custard made daily, right in the restaurant, combined with real pumpkin.
Craig Culver on pumpkin season at Culver's.
Our salted caramel pumpkin concrete mixer is drizzled in salted caramel and simply amazing.
Whoa.
If you love pumpkin pie, you'll love Culver's pumpkin spice shake.
Nice.
And new this year, Culver's pumpkin gingerbread concrete mixer.
You better hurry, pumpkin lovers. These creations will be gone before you know it.
Welcome to Delicious.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
John Owen, you're listening to Talkin' Sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium, hanging out with Chris Presley. Got some more questions from the audience. Rick wants to know, who do you think is going to win the Big Ten?
Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm a Badger. I can't go against them. So they're doing really well, too, so keep an eye out for them, man.
And Wisconsin's main arch is who? Michigan? Yeah. Everybody? Penn State?
It's weird because, you know, Penn State, Michigan kind of go to each other, Ohio State, Michigan, but we kind of take the top, whoever's top, us, Michigan, us, Ohio State, us, Penn State. Penn State, I think, is always our biggest game, but I would say Michigan is a fair rival, but our trophy that we play for is Minnesota just because it's right there, so we play for a big trophy there. But a lot of games we're playing for a trophy, so it's kind of like a rival game almost every week in the Big Ten, really.
Minnesota, that would be Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, he was there. Well, Styles, I don't know if you know Styles.
Yeah,
he's over Styles, in St. Pete. Yeah, over in St. Pete. You know, he was there when Brock was there.
I didn't know that. Oh, Styles, old guy.
Yeah,
okay.
Styles is old. And you can tell him that I said that.
All right.
Halloween coming up. You a big Halloween guy? Or?
Yeah, I like Halloween. I enjoy the festivities.
Dress
like,
up or?
Yeah. I'm usually, my kids, I usually get into it with the kids. We'll order, my wife orders some things, and she gets into the makeup and doing all this stuff. But, you know, this year I think we're just kind of, I have a newborn. She was born in July. Her name's Jasmine. My son's about, he's about two now, so they're going to be like Aladdin and Jasmine from the little Disney thing. I learned my first year being really scary and gory. My son looks at me, he can't recognize me, he's screaming, he's running away from me. So I'm like, I want to be something a little more played down, but I'm not sure where I'm going to be. I like having fun with it, though, for sure.
What candy do you give out so that I know if I'm coming or not?
Oh, man. My mom usually stays at the house and gives out the candy, but we're giving the kids big old candy bars, man, making it fun for them.
What's your favorite candy?
And a drink to the adults. We give them a nice beverage.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. any particular candy that you like? You know, when you're trick-or-treating, what are you looking for?
I love Mr. Good Bars. They're like one of my favorite. And I also like Payday, like old different candies. But, yeah, those are my favorite, man.
I'm a big Crackle.
Are you a big Crackle?
And Crackle is only around Halloween.
Crackle's
good.
You
can't get it any other time except for around Halloween.
Okay.
Do you think there will ever be another undefeated team?
As far as?
In the NFL.
In the NFL? Man, that's a tough question. I think at some point there will be, but watching what happened with, was that 2 years? Who started off? I know Falcons 1 year had.
They went. You know, now obviously Kansas City just lost, so they're out.
Yeah, I don't know. It's hard.
New England
playing NFL is really hard. You could be the best team and, you know, be doing your thing, and then a team that maybe an underdog can come and take it from you. So that's going to be hard to judge. I mean, it'll be interesting to see, but I really don't think so, man. Because week in and week out, it's guys are playing. I mean. As you see what's been going on in the NFL just for the first few weeks, it's been, you know, back and forth, a lot of battles, a lot of really hard battles, and that's going to happen week in and week out.
All right, so I always hear that, and it was a movie on any given Sunday, blah, 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 blah. A, do you believe that? And I'm going to move away when I ask this, because I always say if Cleveland's playing, it's not on any given Sunday. So I hate to say it that way, but any given Sunday, could the Cleveland Browns win?
I don't know, man. I think.
And I said, you know, Styles' favorite team now is Cleveland.
Is it Cleveland?
Yeah. And I said the same thing. And I don't mean to hammer, you know, on the Browns.
I mean, from
but
playing up there, man, I feel like they're cursed, man. We couldn't even. It just, nothing ever went the way it was supposed to. If they said it was going to be a sunny day, it rained. If they said it was going to be a great practice, we'd have the worst practice. I mean, it was just literally, it was a weird, eerie thing up there. So I don't know, man. Hopefully, whenever this curse is over, whoever casted that thing and they unveil it, the world will know. But until then, they're going to keep.
How do we find out, or how do the Cleveland Browns find out who did that? Because there was a lot of talk that it was Doug Williams here in Tampa.
Yeah.
And they brought Doug in. They gave him a job. He lifted the hex. They won the Super Bowl, all that kind of stuff.
You know, I don't know what it's going to be, man. I really don't. I really wish them the best. Obviously, playing for them, it was a fun experience. But, you know, I just want to focus on the Bucks trying to get back, man. That's what I want to do.
Okay. All right. Then let's do some Buck questions. Dave wants to know, when you were here in Tampa, talk about some of the experiences, who you looked up to, who helped you out.
So I was here. My favorite person here, which is a lot of fan favorites, was Ernest Graham. He was my go-to guy, man. I came in, he took me with open arms, and he was like a fullback, running back tweener. So he was just teaching me how to be kind of, hey, Chris, you're a big, strong guy, but let me show you kind of how to ride the wave a little bit. You're taking the running back to the promised land. Just a lot of things that he was helping me out with. Even diet, he helped me focus on. I mean, I'm a big coming from Wisconsin, where I like to eat a lot of, you know, red meat and cheese, obviously, and all that. But he helped me kind of tone it. He saw me more as just a football player and said, I can make you a better person. And then you being a better person, you'll be a better football player. So Ernest Graham is just that kind of guy. He's going to take his time with you and make it better. Cadillac Williams, he was obviously in running back room. I thought he was hilarious. A lot of people don't know that, but he's a funny guy, man. He really kept us laughing. And we had LeGarrette Blount was down here. When he first came, it was he was a young guy, but he was funny. We saw the potential in him. That was here, Kareem Huggins, the peanut. I forget what is his name? The running back that was with us here. I forget his name. But what is it? Not Albert.
No, he was a
DB. He was a Fresno State running back.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. What is it? Go Gators. Oh, all right. But, yeah, I mean, it was just a lot of great guys. And we had Raheem Morris when I was here, so it was different type of coaching style for sure. It was too loud. I've never been in a situation like that before. So coming down here, I was like, what the hell is going on here in Tampa? I mean, this guy just kept it.
Clifton Smith.
There you go. Good job. Yeah. I knew it was Bucks.
Yeah.
He's up in West Chase area, actually. Yeah. But, yeah, so it was a lot of guys that kind of reached out. Josh Freeman was – we came in the same year, so he was, like, the same age. But he was really mature for his age, man. Just watching him kind of go about his day, he was really mature in certain aspects. I mean, off the field, maybe some different issues. But he was just a great guy. It was always nothing but a lot of love and admiration for the guys. Donald Penn, who's out with the Raiders now.
That was one of my guys.
Yeah,
he was a good dude.
These guys, I mean, I came down to a great group of guys. Unfortunately, that first year we weren't winning. The second year, won a lot but didn't go to the playoffs. But, yeah, it was just one of those things where these guys down here really embraced, you know, down here you get a lot of guys from the South and from all over that really understand just that hard-nosed football. We're going out. When you're practicing in this type of heat, you got to be a hard-nosed, you know, go-getter football player because it was hot in some of them training camps. And we just went out there. And we just went out there and had fun and you know, had the support of the fans, and it was great.
I just texted Ernest. I asked him for a story. So
there you go.
We're still friends. He's heavily involved in What the Buck, which there are a lot of What the Buck people are
what
here
the
tonight.
There you go. What the Buck, baby. There you go.
We'll see if Ernest will shoot me a story before the show is over.
Okay.
All right, a couple personal questions.
Yeah.
Not crazy personal, but Amanda wants to know, who's your favorite musical artist?
Favorite musical artist? All right. Man, I'm a big fan of music. I like a lot of music. Man, that's a hard one. It might expose a few things about me. No, I like Stevie Wonder, man. He's one of my favorites, man. I listen to Stevie Wonder quite a bit. I love jazz. I love. I would say for the current music, I would have to go with like what do I like now? I'm an old school guy, so I don't know. I'm trying to think. I listen to things on the radio. My son listen to things, but I like some of the old school, you know, old
right,
shredding
so
and all that.
There's going to be a concert in your backyard. Three groups or singer or whatever. Who's performing? You can have anybody there, living or passed away. So obviously Stevie Wonder's there.
Well, no. Stevie Wonder wouldn't
he
be
ain't
there.
Coming?
No. I like him for, like, relaxation, but I have some friends now that do, like, Hawaiian island music, and I really like those guys. So I'm into more like, you know, chill, kind of island feel, Hawaiian feel. I don't know if it's from being in Tampa or what, but I just really like that. So it'll be more of that type of music.
All right. So we got to get you on Hawaii 5-0.
Yeah, give me a Hawaii 5-0.
Get you out there. My buddy was just on it. He just got killed off.
Now, if I'm in the gym, it's totally different. I'm listening to a little bit of everything.
You're not working out to Hawaii music?
No, man. In the gym, it's different. But you have to have that balance, that go crazy and then that. All right, bring it back down and relax a little bit.
All right, one of my favorite questions, I've asked it for 30-some years. Four people are coming over for dinner. It cannot be family.
Okay.
Living passed away. Let's get to know you a little bit. Who's four people that are coming over?
All right.
Or do you need a minute to think about it?
Yeah, can we come back to that question?
We'll come back. Your favorite movie. What's some movies that you watch?
My favorite movie is The Breakfast Club, man. I like The Breakfast Club.
Can't say I've ever seen it.
Oh, you haven't seen it?
No.
It's a good movie, man. It's a good movie.
I'm not a movie. You know that. I can't sit still. I used to do a contest, name 10 movies, and if I've seen 7 of them, you get a prize.
Oh, really? So you're not a movie guy?
I'm not a movie guy.
Okay.
And typically,
check out The Breakfast Club. It's a great movie, man.
Next time I'm on a plane, I'll download it. Because I can't leave. That's the only time I really watch movies is there.
It's timeless because my son, we took a road trip, and he's watching in the back. He's 13, but now that's like his favorite. He loves the movie. So it's a good movie, man.
What was your greatest moment playing here?
Playing here? I would have to say, you know, every game here, it was great, man. Just being in – when I came out of Tampa, it was a new feel, man. Wisconsin is cold, icy, kind of just – it was different vibe. Down here, see, once I got off the plane, it was like I love the vibe here. And just going out and playing every opportunity I had to like kind of like perfect my craft and be down here going, I know it might be a cliche answer, but I loved every time I went out there, man. It was fun with the guys. It was awesome.
When so many guys come from up north, whether they lived there, they grew up there, or they played there, and then they come down south, whether it's Miami or here, and we always hear about, well, we're going to struggle. We're going up north to play. Why is that? I mean, you grew up in New Jersey. You went to Wisconsin.
I love it. I'm a fair weather guy. I mean, 50 degrees, 45 is perfect for me football, so I'll never shy from playing in that kind of weather. But, yeah, I don't quite understand that because going up and doing, you know, it's just kind of it's a barbaric sport, right? So when you get in that those cold weather elements, you're just that's when you really come alive, I think. So I like that environment. Now down here, you got to deal with the other element of heat when it's crazy hot. So I guess you just get acclimated to being in this really warm weather, and maybe going up north just is such a change for you. You can't get back to it. But I was always able to adjust.
Final question before we take our last break: what can be done to make football safer? You know, we saw how many people got hurt yesterday, and it's devastating anytime somebody gets hurt. But when your star or one of the stars of the league gets hurt, that's when people seem to say, what can we do? What should we do?
You know, there's a lot of risk associated with the game. And I think moving forward, as you see every year, there's new rules, right? The refs get together. Now you can't do this. So I think as we just move forward, we just have to keep finding out what's. Now, that obviously, yesterday, that's a freak incident. But, you know, moving forward, we know the risks associated with this game. And I think it's a balance from the fans want to see you playing full speed football, no hesitation. That's what the fans want to see. If you sign up for the game, understand that's what it is.
You know it.
So as far as safer football, I mean, how safe can you get before it's not looking like football anymore?
Well, it's getting there. It's
yeah,
getting
and that's
close
what I'm
to
saying.
That now.
So, Now you become, are the fans going to still support that? I mean, of course, you have fantasy and things that are making football a great thing to watch and be part of. But if football doesn't look like football anymore, then, you know, what kind of thing is that going to be?
Good. So. And the thing that I always found funny was the penalties, the fines that the players get. And then at the end of the year, hardest hit DVD comes out.
It's a weird incentive. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense, but based on I guess what our goal was trying to be. But yeah, that's what it is, man. That's NFL.
Let's go hit our final break of the evening. Coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. We're going to give away the game Bryant jersey. We're going to give away the tickets for tomorrow, the Tampa Bay food fight. A lot of things still to give away. Plus, I got a little gift or two to give Chris. We'll be right back.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
It's a Sesame Street Live party, and you're invited. The funniest, furriest celebration ever. Let's party with Sesame Street Live. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Playing at Duke Energy Center for the Arts, Mahaffey Theater, October 20th through 22nd. For tickets and show information, visit SesameStreetLive.com.
You're hungry, where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink, where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team, where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Direct from Broadway comes the one musical with the best songs, the best moves, and the best time you can have in the theater. On Your Feet, the Emilio and Gloria Estefan musical. Surrender to the beat, because the rhythm's gonna get you.
At the Strass Center, October 24th to the 29th. Tickets at strasscenter.org.
Come on in to the Country Depot in Brooksville, Florida, or go online to countrydepotstore.com to get your purses, t-shirts, Western and Southern home decor, antique gifts, small and large, and much, much more. Plus, a large memorabilia area, including Buccaneers and Rays items. That's Country Depot, Brooksville, Florida, or countrydepotstore.com. Epic Body Work and Massage is the premier massage therapy clinic in Tampa Bay, empowering people to take control over their bodies through skilled body work and sharing of an education that inspires movement. Epic Body Work and Massage guides you through a journey of new awareness as they unravel the twisting years of tension that your body has endured, providing joy as what was once limited movement now comes alive as your body experiences increased range and movement. Visit their website at www.epicbody.work. Schedule an appointment by calling their office at 813-898-0601 and follow them on social media at Epic Body Work.
Craig Culver of Culver's.
Before farm to table, before field to fork, there was just good, wholesome food grown by America's farm families, prepared fresh at Culver's, and always served with a smile. We still cook every Butterburger to order using fresh 100% Midwest beef and craft our frozen custard right in the restaurant using Family Farm Fresh Dairy. So thank you, farmers. Welcome to Delicious.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Ooh, yes, the Macho Man Randy Savage. And when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
All right, we are back coming to you live from the Press Box Sports Emporium. I don't know, we got about 8 minutes left. We're going to do the drawing here as soon as John gives the tickets out to everybody. Everybody is eligible for the Stuck giveaway of the night because it's not a mini helmet. My wife ruled on that because we do a lot of top notch, and you know, I want more people to win, so we call it the Stuck giveaway of the night, but it's not a mini helmet, so everybody is good. Now, I do have for you a gift certificate to Epic Body Works to go get a massage.
Thank you so much, man. Massage is awesome. Okay.
I also have a watch for you from Original Grain.
Man, this is not looking good.
So
very nice. Thank you, Randy.
And if you need the tool to adjust or whatever, and if you don't need the extra links, we need them for Jerry Wunsch's watch because we need to add about 7 more links.
Wow, very nice.
So that he can get his watch on.
How about that, man? That's really nice. Thank you, man.
And then I also have 2 gift cards for you to get your car washed at Mr. Car Wash.
Oh, there we go.
There you go.
Perfect.
Do you have any phobias?
No phobias, man.
No phobias? what's your favorite cartoon?
Tom and Jerry, man.
Mine was Johnny Quest, but that was before your day.
Okay.
What made you decide to be a fullback? You kind of answered that.
Yeah, kind of fell into it.
If you could go back and change positions, what would you have played?
Oh, D lineman, man. I like defensive tackle would have been D line, D end, something. But
do you know some of the other alumni from your high school? Have you ever checked that out on Wikipedia?
Yeah. Brian McKinney, he's a good family friend, so he was a big left tackle with Miami Hurricanes and then went up and played with the Vikings for a while and then Baltimore. And then we have some young kids that are doing a lot. They're playing at some college, Penn State, and we have a kid at Alabama, kid went to Syracuse. A lot of talent comes out of that. It's not a big school, but a lot of talent comes out of there.
Well, some other people that you may or may not have been familiar with, and a lot of people in the Tampa Bay area may know this name, Mike McBath.
Oh, yeah.
Former Buffalo Bill, but we know him as the former part owner of the Orlando Predators.
Okay.
So yeah. I knew him pretty well, as well as Dave Budd.
Did he go to, he went to my high school?
Yep.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
To your high school.
Oh, Dave Budd, yeah.
Okay. And Dave Budd, for those of you that don't know, because I didn't, was one of the numerous people, I was going to say, who tried to cover Wilt Chamberlain the night that he scored 100 points, but he was playing against him.
Wow.
Didn't do a very good job if he scored 100 points, but still in the NBA. We talked about that. What sports did you play growing up? Did you play everything? I know you mentioned track.
Yeah, track. I was a big track guy. Football and boxing. I was a big I like to fight. Boxing was my main thing, man.
Favorite boxer? Like. Now, you know we got to talk some MMA now.
I don't want to be a cliche, but I love Mike Tyson, man. He was my favorite. Still, I mean, I just like what he – I like the kind of – I've kind of tried to emulate him when I box, you know, just kind of the speed, the power, the ferociousness. I love that. So,
is there a video of you boxing? Is it on YouTube? Can we find it?
Not on YouTube, but I have some videos. Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I'd love to see some.
All right. I'll see
you know, let's stay – I would love to see it.
Absolutely.
And I don't just say things. People here know that I only say the truth. I know Mike. So I'll get the video to Mike so he can see it.
That'd be cool. All right.
A buddy of mine is the guy who helped put his one-man show together.
Oh, really?
You know, kind of got him back out there to start getting him some income.
What is his name, your buddy?
I'll tell you off the air.
Okay, okay. That's awesome.
Just don't, because I don't want people to start hammering him and stuff. But I'll hook you up with him. He's a really, really good guy. Favorite sport, we already talked about. What'd you buy with your first check? You're in the NFL.
Man, I had to get my mom. I mean, so that's a crazy situation. My mom was being evicted at the time up in New Jersey. And pretty much I took my first check and she was getting some help with housing. So what I did was I ended up just taking it, paying for rent for the year, getting her some furniture. I couldn't buy a house. It wasn't nothing like that. But, you know, just taking care of mom.
Yeah,
you know?
That's awesome. That is awesome. The toughest player you ever played against?
Toughest player? Let's see. What's that? The San Francisco linebacker a couple years ago when I was playing. I can't think of his name now. He was a big what is his name? Big middle linebacker. Not big, but he was smaller, but he just had so much power with him. And then the Ray Lewis type. You know, middle linebackers, that's why I meet in the hole all the time. So those guys that were, you know, they're really fine in what they were doing and really advanced at their craft, they come down, good leverage, good pop, and it was always a challenge. So really strong middle linebackers.
If you could get an autograph from any player that you don't already have, who would it be? In any sport.
Oh, that I don't have? Yeah. In any sport. You know, right now I really like watching Anthony Joshua. I think he's going to be a great boxer, a great future heavyweight. I'd love to get his autograph. So.
Do you go to matches? Do you go to some boxing? Do you go to some local MMA stuff?
You know, I used to quite a bit with the kids. I don't do so much anymore, but, yeah, I still love to. I went to a local MMA match a couple months ago with a local police officer that kind of trains and fights and things like that. But I want to get into it more once the kids. Right now it's like daddy time. I have a little, you know, three-month-old, a two-year-old, and a lot of that. But
November, I think it's 3rd, whatever that Friday is, the RFC. It's a local professional mixed martial arts organization. I have a table. I won't be there. I'll be at the George St. Pierre fight at Madison Square. Okay. But I'd love for you to go out there, sit at the table, and have a good time.
Oh, absolutely, man. So I'll definitely do that.
We will hook you up.
That.
All right, let's give away the jersey first. Okay. So get your numbers out.
Just kind of scramble these up a little bit.
Right. And if you have a problem, remember, I didn't pick it. Just saying.
All right. So this one's for the jersey here. I'm going to go. No, not that one. All right. Here we go. 7-7-2-8-6-6. Going once, going twice, going. Oh, he's got it. There we go. Make some noise for the man winning the jersey.
There's the jersey. The next one, we're going to pull another ticket. I think we got about 2 minutes left. So
Let's pull another one.
Was Patrick Willis who you were talking about?
Patrick Willis. Okay. That's exactly what I saw.
I have the best producer in town.
He's on top of it. I'm like, man, good job. Hey, producer, thumbs up to you.
Baby. He is all right. Now, there's.
All right, here we go. This is for
the two tickets to tomorrow night's Tampa Bay food fight, that jersey.
There we go. We're going to go check out the food fight. We have number 772901. Somebody. Somebody, anybody. Okay. There you go.
I'll get.
So, all right, here you go. Are you? Oh, congratulations, man. Absolutely.
All right, I'll get you the info.
Is he taking this?
That's jersey.
Hey, man, congratulations.
There you go. Absolutely. And then we've got this awesome bag of all sorts of goodies from the, I think it's the past 2 year giveaways. So we know who's going to win it.
You want to pick one?
The table that donated.
No. Okay. You pick one, Randy.
Nope.
I got to pick it? Okay,
yep.
Okay.
Because they're not going to come mess with you. Right, if I pick it,
All right, here we go, guys. 772-885. Hey, right. Over there. There we go.
And one more. We have the autograph Spurlock touchdown run.
Oh, Spurlock touchdown run.
We're going to give this one away. Here you go.
Here we go.
And then after that, we will check out. The winner is.
This is for the Spurlock touchdown run. We got 772-879. Anybody?
Who's got
879.
It?
879. There you go.
There you go.
Get some autograph gear there. Congratulations.
Chris, thank you very much for coming out. I appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for coming out.
Thank you, guys. Thank you guys for having me. Really
appreciate it. Next Monday, we have Corey Ivey and Bernard Reading. So we'll see everybody next week. And I'm looking for some action. But like Mick Jagger said, I can't get no satisfaction. The girls are all around, but none of them want to get with me. My threads are fresh, and I'm looking deaf. Yo, what L.O.C. The girls are all jocking at the other end of the bar, having drinks with some no-name chump when they know that I'm a star. So I got them stowed over to the other side of the cantina. I asked the guy why he's so fly. He said, Funky Cole Medina. Funky, funky, let's get funky. Funky, funky, let's get funky Cole Medina. Funky, funky, let's get funky.